This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hiya, how y'all doing tonight? Gorgeous and lovely.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you so much for coming to the city you live in. We just got into San Francisco today.
We did. Yeah, we're pumped.
We almost shit our pants, but we're really excited.
Yeah, we went to a lovely lunch, walked around a bunch, and then came to the hill that led up to our hotel, and we both were like, I might fucking shit my pants. Like, it was at the exact same time.
Yeah, and
we're on a cycle.
Yeah, we are. We sync up our shit cycles.
We sync up hardcore.
Which is bad because we're sharing a hotel room.
Yeah, it's done. We're done for.
So I had to use the basement bathroom, which I found out was our hotel's bathroom and laundry room. That's not clean.
No, that's nasty.
I took a nasty shit in our hotel's laundry room.
Yeah, and everybody's clothes are soaking it up.
Yeah.
That's nasty. You're disgusting, Monet.
Very, very soak it up, Monet Exchange. Okay. Now that we've had...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because basically, if I don't make a Drag Race reference every 3 minutes, I die. So... that's why that had to happen. Well, I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, me too.
Is anyone listening to the podcast, Drag Her? Thank you.
Yeah.
You're so kind. We're today going to play a little game called Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner? Yeah. And we have a really gaggy guest we need to welcome to the stage to play with us. So please keep it going for Joshua Grinnell, a.k.a. Peaches Christ. Hello.
Hi.
How are we?
Yay.
Hi.
Joshua, how are we?
I'm good. I'm just realizing how disgusting this microphone looks.
What is it? What's on it?
What's it?
It's like Heclina's Remy lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's
mine's
pretty nasty.
Clean.
It definitely smells like Heclina's Remy mouth.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Oh, I shouldn't look at that, right?
No, you
okay,
can't.
Sorry.
Don't you dare. No, you. It's impossible to decode, so you wouldn't be fine either way. Wait, how long have you known La Heclina?
Since 1996.
Yeah.
So
hell
what
yeah.
is that? 20.
I think Scream came out then.
24 years, yeah.
Yeah. It's either 24
years.
Or 48.
No one knows. Oh my God.
No, that's amazing.
Well, I mean, this Saturday, she and I are hosting Star Search here for the 22nd year in a row.
Ooh. That's
It didn't start here. There was no Oasis 22 years ago, but I was thinking about it and I was like, I can't believe I've done anything for 22 years, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so great.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we talk about this a lot where it's like in college, like for some, like I was in college for 4 years and for some reason those memories have burnt into my brain, but everything after that is just like a gray blob.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. It is like, remember when we went to Vegas and you're like, yeah, that was like 10 years ago. Yeah. Like, oh, I feel it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I feel crazy. Did you guys start doing drag at the same time or not really?
No. Well, maybe. I actually started doing drag on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. I was making a movie. I was a film student at Penn State and I was making my senior thesis film and I was doing drag in the movie. So I had done drag before I moved to San Francisco. And when I moved to San Francisco, Heklina had already begun her infamous nightclub, Tranny Shack, at the Stud.
Yes. Yeah, keep it going for Tranny Shack.
Yeah, so it was, and let's see, they started in March, and I moved here in May and became one of the regular performers. And, you know, we've been collaborating ever since.
Mm-hmm. And, like, when you started doing drag, were you like, haha, this is funny? I'll do this for a second. Or were you like, I'm in?
No, I mean, I definitely saw it as a hobby. Back when, like, we started doing drag, people didn't set out to have careers doing drag.
Right.
I mean, there was RuPaul back then.
Right.
But, you know, besides RuPaul and Divine, you know, it was the kind of thing where you... At least, well, I'll say I looked at it more as a creative hobby. I usually spent more money doing it than I made, you know, for a long time. So it was
it's a terrible business.
It's really, really, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like now I think it's even harder because it's like if you don't get on the TV show, you know, the line that you have to sort of, the greatness, you know, as far as what you have to look like, right, the makeup, the outfits. Whereas when we did drag in early Tranny Shack, it was grunge drag. It was thrift store drag. It was literally shit on the street we would find. You know, I looked like I was just such a booger and, you know, like
me too,
you know, total mess. But it was about getting up on stage and performing a number and shocking the audience and entertaining the audience. So, you know, you could get away with being cheap. And now I think, you know, you have to look expensive even when you're not making the big money.
And we want reveals now.
Yeah, you want reveals.
You gotta have a reveal every show or else you're done for. I boo any queen who doesn't reveal anything.
I know. Are we post-reveal, though?
Oh, yeah. We might be over it, like ripping a wig off.
Like, we might be post-reveal.
I think we might be done.
So, like, a reveal now, you're just kind of, like, rolling
your eyes. We've seen it. We knew you were going to do that with that giant dress.
Right, yeah.
That is true. A lot of people argue that the true essence of a reveal is I didn't know it was coming, as opposed to coming out in a fucking Rand McNally globe.
Right,
and being like, well, I understand that's not what you're really wearing.
Yes, exactly.
But I do know what you mean. It's like now if you're not wearing a billboard that like explodes fireworks, people are like, is that drag?
Yeah, I mean... So it'll be interesting to see what happens next because I mean it's gonna have to evolve. I mean even now I feel like we're sort of looking. If you look at the queens and stuff, back again. I'm such an old lady. I just went and saw Bunny tonight. Lady Bunny was here on stage.
Hey, woo!
So I feel like and you know I took a picture of me and Bunny and Putanesca who's here, Heklina, Pippi Lovestocking, and I wrote the dinosaurs of drag tour is coming soon. And now I'm thinking maybe we should do a
You should absolutely do that.
Like,
and
I'm thinking I'm like literally gonna call Varla, Coco, you know, Jackie.
Do it.
Yeah. Then you should be like out, like we have to wear exactly what we wore the first time doing drag.
Also
that's easy for Coco.
That's easy. Also, get Jinx to do some sort of opening that's like Jurassic Park style. That's like, we should have never brought them back. You know what I mean?
That'll
She's
be great.
The old
That'll
doctor.
That is what you do. Do Jurassic Park.
I really think we should. Like, I posted it as a joke, but now I'm like, we should do a Dinosaurs of Drag Tour. And, you know, I'll do our own shtick in our own stuff. But like, anyway, what I was going to say is, if you look at all of us, we actually look very different. You know, everyone has kind of a sort of a look and a makeup. And, you know, Varla's makeup is different from, you know, and I would include Bianca in this group too, because she was around back when we all were starting. But now I look at the girls and I'm like, I can't tell the difference between a lot of them because they grow up looking at YouTube tutorials, the makeup, the contouring, the style, you know, there's like three styles now, you know, and you kind of fit into it. So, you know,
Fame,
I kind of miss the old
Kimchi thing. Or Vanjie.
Basically. Yeah. Raven.
Someone said Vanjie. Is that a part of Vietnamese New Year?
Yes.
It is now.
Oh, really?
Okay, I love that you're like, we do say Miss Vanjie in Vietnam. Yeah. What does that mean?
I had a moment, I was like in the Mekong Delta with Vietnamese people, Irish people, British people, Indian people, and we're all saying Miss Vanjie, and I was like, what is this world that like, we're in this like, rural area in this country where people from all these different countries, and we all laughing about saying,
brings the people together.
That's how I was like, send Vanjie to Israel. Send her to,
New hands across the water.
Unite everyone,
Miss Vanjie.
Heal the world. I saw Miss Vanjie this week. Weirdly enough, I went to the Gay Viennes this week.
Ah, how was that?
Sexy.
Was she there?
Actually, I don't know. No,
she's a drag queen pornographer. She LaRue.
Oh, she was there. She won something.
Oh, good for her.
So a movie they did was it won, and it was pretty shocking. It was something like, maybe it wasn't that, but it was something where it was like five brothers, colon, family values. And that won an award. But I was surprised at what a dead audience they were. You know, porn stars, loud in bed, dead in life. And that blew me away because I was like, guys, you know how to be loud. Did someone just go, oh? I was like, you guys know how to be loud. Be a good audience. But they were a little quiet.
Interesting. Not what I would expect.
A little quiet. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
little
they quiet. Were all like really serious and waiting for who wins and who doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
They're very into what's going on.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Like maybe this is their Oscars.
It was. People cried.
See, they were into it.
The winner of Best Bottom cried on stage and made a political speech about global warming.
Whoa.
It made me laugh. Good. I was like, come on, Armin Rizzo. It was really amazing. Well, are you ready to play, Joshua?
I think so.
Yes. Yes.
Woo. All right, Joshua, you're about to play. Who wants to be a fake drag race winner? This is America's favorite game show for fags, okay?
All right.
We are your hosts, Manu Agapian and Betsy Sodaro, and as someone who's never come even close to being on Drag Race, I know what it takes to win. Okay? This week, we hope that you will gag us down boots and take the crown.
Okay.
Or will you misunderstand the assignment and go home early?
I have a feeling it might play out that way.
Let me explain the rules to you.
Okay.
So, and for everyone here, there are 14 multiple choice questions. Each question has a correct answer worth 1 point and a wrong answer worth 0 points. Additionally, some questions may be trick questions, okay, or provide bonus question opportunities. You need 10 or more points to make the top four.
Okay.
Or 14 points to win your season of Fake Drag Race.
Okay.
Okay. You have one lifeline, and that is to ask the audience.
Okay.
I have a feeling she's ready to talk. Yeah. You can ask the audience if you're stumped on a question, and of course, you're encouraged to talk out Kiki and ask us what you think might be the better answer, A or B.
Ask you guys.
You can ask us. Okay. We'll be honest and we'll talk. We'll give a pro con on both. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Woo! Woo.
Keep it going for Joshua Grenier.
Here we go!
I'm nervous.
Be nervous. Okay.
Okay.
Time has come for the first question.
Here we go.
In a world where your drag name is not Peaches Christ, you have to pick a new drag name.
All right.
Do you pick A, Panty Stain?
No.
Or B, Jeannie St. LaRouge.
I mean, I would choose A. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And why so? Why so?
I feel like I come from, or my favorite kind of drag is nasty and maybe, you know, mm-hmm. sort of, it's not family friendly. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the new movement to, you know, go read books to kids in libraries.
I'd like
to walk into the library with a chainsaw.
You don't like the ball pit at DragCon?
No, I'm not a fan. That being said, I know it's not a popular thing for me to say, but I come from the John Waters, the Rocky Horror School of Drag. So,
fuck yes! You know,
so panty stain it is.
Can I say I agree? Like, I feel like if you want your kid to see a smash dick in panties, that's beautiful. But don't come to our space and ask us to not do that.
Yeah, it's like, it's sort of like, it's horrible to say, but yeah, no, I'm not even going to say it. Never mind.
What? Joshua,
it's horrible when you agree with the religious protesters. You're like, yeah, get those fags out of the library. they should be in, you know, filthy gay bars, you know.
Yeah. No,
you know, doing poppers.
I think you should bring your children to our filthy place.
Normalize it.
Normalize it.
Yeah.
But let's bring children. Let's have a playpen section at the Folsom Street Fair.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, we do. We do.
We do.
It's just for adults, though.
That's so nice. Yeah.
I would have loved for a child to see Rocco Steele's cock so that they can have unrealistic expectations for the rest of their life.
That is a thing. That's a real thing in San Francisco. And it might still be going on, but all the stores in the Castro that sell like the dildos and the pornography and stuff, you know, as gentrification becomes more and more intense, there's usually like, you know, every few months, like a letter to the editor of the BAR, like, I have to walk my children to school down Castro Street. And it's like, you know, there is this sort of divide kind of now where it's like, now, do we adjust, you know, for the progress to move forward? And I'm kind of like, no, I'd rather just stay dirty and filthy and be a degenerate.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Great. Well, yeah. We've tallied
your
answer.
Or move to a different neighborhood.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what
you're
doing.
Move back to Daly City.
Yeah, fuck Daly City. Right?
Yeah, whatever that is.
Fuck that place, wherever that is.
We have tallied your answer, and we will let you know at the halfway mark what you got correct and incorrect.
Okay, great.
And please, if you're in the audience, keep tally of your own score and see how well you've done.
Okay, are you ready for the next?
Number two.
Your closest friend in the competition. My bloody Vagentine.
Of course that's my closest friend.
Or hysterectomy.
Oh, so I have to choose the name of my closest friend?
I think so.
Who do you befriend?
Yeah.
Who do you befriend?
Who's your best, your closest friend in the competition?
My bloody Vagentine.
Yeah.
Or hysterectomy. And remember, you don't have to yet, but at any moment you can ask the audience for help.
Maybe I'll wait. You know, it's funny. I'm not necessarily, it's funny. We just watched Bunny make fun of vaginas for 2 hours, but that's not really my style. I tend to not go there. So I'm like thinking like, what's less my bloody Vagentine?
My bloody Vagentine.
Well, I know it's a band.
Sure. But it's also a scary movie.
And it's a scary movie. Okay, I'll go for that because it's a horror movie reference.
Okay.
My bloody Vagentine.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
But I'm not a big fan of either of those names.
Fair.
Yeah, Mono, you idiot.
That's on me.
It's misogyny.
It's misogyny.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, that's an interesting thing that's happening in drag too, is like we're challenging ourselves to like be a little less casually misogynistic in the queer community.
It, you know?
Unnecessary.
We can take it.
Yeah. You say we're not children?
Yeah, this is like the child discussion.
Yes.
Except,
I know you can.
That's Trixie Carr, who's a cis woman who does drag.
Do you prefer bio queen or hyper queen?
I don't like any of it. I'm a drag queen.
Fuck yeah.
She's a drag queen who can take it. That being said, there is this tradition in drag that I think actually isn't that popular. But when we're portrayed in the media, it's sort of like, ew, vaginas, ew, blah, blah, blah. And it's like Putanesca sitting there in drag ate Trixie's vagina on stage at Tranny Shack 20 years ago or whatever. It's like, actually, we don't all think vaginas are disgusting. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of bored of that. It's sort of boring. That trope.
Yeah, I like that.
I agree. It's boring. And like, I'll speak for myself. Like when in college, when I was misogynistic, it was... Guys, I'm being real.
You're being real.
I'm being horribly real. It was because I thought it like validated my queerness, but it doesn't. You know what I mean? Like I thought it validated like this is who I am. But you don't have to attack anyone with a feminine identity to feel more yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real. But it took time and self-love. Are you ready for the next question?
Yes.
Okay. Workroom entrance line.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay. There are two options here. Do you pick A? Help! I just got a parking ticket. Or B? Behold, a real-life UFO. Unidentified fucking opulence.
Honestly, I like A.
Great.
You know.
Great. And just, why so?
I think it's just so random and hilarious. Like, you know, just someone running in with the ticket. You know, I like that.
I like that too.
Great.
Where's the other seems, you know, more expected.
Right.
Yeah.
The other one, it's a little more season 7.
Yeah, I like... Help, I just got a parking ticket. Mm-hmm. And why do you need help? You know, like, what are you going to do a GoFundMe or, you know?
It sucks, but it's like $63, yeah. You'll be fine.
You'll figure it out.
So
you'll
I like the randomness of it, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Coming in as a big old cone or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next challenge is
Night of a 1,000 Lisa Kudrow's runway. Okay, what do you do? A guitard?
Oh, yes, a guitard. What? A guitard and disheveled Phoebe Buffay singing Smelly Cat.
A guitard. Okay.
Guitard.
I've never heard meaning guitar.
She has a guitar.
She has a guitar.
But I know what you're...
You verbed it? You turned it into a verb?
I verbed it.
It doesn't sound right.
That threw me off.
It really...
So I was like, I don't think I can say that.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah,
Google didn't like it either.
Yeah. Okay, so... A disheveled and Phoebe Buffett who has a guitar singing Smelly Cat.
Right.
Or a jumpsuited Valerie Cherish who won't stop talking to camera.
I definitely Valerie Cherish.
Yeah, okay.
Because?
I think it should be Cupcake Valerie Cherish.
Although I would really want to do Michelle. From Romeo and Michelle.
Oh.
What in which timeline?
80s.
Yes.
You know, with the back brace.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, the magnets.
And if you could plan a bunch of magnets as you walked up the aisle and they all just shoot on.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Between the two, I'm not really a Friends fan.
Got it.
But I loved the comeback.
Yes. Love the comeback.
Yes.
I haven't seen many episodes of Friends except I've seen the one where Phoebe thinks her grandma's a cat. Like 5 times. Because I would always be like, I need to watch this show people are loving. And every time I turned it on, it was that exact same fucking episode. And I was like,
is it good?
It was pretty funny.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, but I'm with you. Romy Michelle was maybe a pivotal gay moment for me.
It's an incredible movie. There's really no other movie like it. Like if you look at the script and there's nothing. You can't compare it to anything. It's so bizarre. It's amazing. It actually got financed.
Like 70% of it is a flashback.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's a bad movie, but I love it.
It's a great movie.
No, let me be honest, guys.
Brilliant.
It's a good movie. Fuck you, Mono.
Go to China.
Let me go to China. Let me say, I watched that movie I can watch that movie on a loop 4 times in a row. So let me say, I deeply love it. But if you read it, you would go, this was written by a crystal meth addict.
No. See, I think it's back when movies could be more creative. Yeah. And I feel like the writer, I really actually, I mean, I'm being earnest.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant script. And I think that that kind of audacity isn't rewarded in Hollywood.
That's true.
You know? And so we actually did a show. The first time I did a Romeo and Michelle parody, it was me and Heclina. It was Peaches and Heclina's high school reunion. And the screenwriter came. She flew up from L.A. And she got on stage afterwards. And I was like, I just love your script so much. And she explained how it got financed. She and Lisa had done The Groundlings together. Lisa loved the script so much and wanted to get it made. They started to bring it out, couldn't get financing for it. And then Lisa got Friends.
Wow.
And Lisa's who took it and
that's
got the financing.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
that's so cool.
You know how it got made.
Oh my,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
so
God.
So Friends did lead to something good.
Oh yeah. Good. Oh.
I love it. I love it. So for a bonus point.
Okay.
Oh.
You can what's your favorite Kudrow reference? It can be from Romy Michelle, Friends, or Comeback.
This is so stupid. But I love her reaction shot when in Romeo and Michelle when the woman is announced prom queen, and it cuts to
Christy Masterson.
Yeah, Christy Masterson is announced prom queen, and Lisa Kudrow just goes like. Like it's just such a Michelle, you know, thing. To me, it just sums it up. Yeah,
great, great. I recorded that as a point. remember when that monster's like, "I'm Christy Masters Masterson," like she like lets out a pleased coo. I fucking love that. Okay, great. Okay, next question. You ready?
Yes.
This is for a fake mini challenge.
Okay,
called Horror Whores. Bum bum bum. You have 20 minutes to become a dragged out version of a classic horror character.
Oh.
Do you pick A, Jacinta Voorhees?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Or B, Freda Krueger?
I mean, Freda Krueger.
Yes!
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Peaches Krueger is a look I've been doing for a long, long time.
Yes.
Yeah. And why is that more interesting to you?
I grew up, well, I mean, Jason doesn't talk, for one. Freddy is sassy and
Freddy's funny,
know,
man.
Had fabulous. I mean, Freddy's basically a drag queen, you know, in a lot of ways. It's like, you know, he'd kill someone but get to deliver some sassy one liner, you know, and, you know, he has fabulous nails and.
And you know, get to kill them in funny, creative ways.
Totally.
Like the heroin addict when she has a bunch of little mouths. Like,
yes. He says, let's get high.
Yes.
And then after he kills her, he says, what a rush.
Yeah. I mean, he's perfect.
He's a monster. He's a perfect monster.
Yeah. I mean, I love Jason, too. But Freddy is definitely more of a drag queen.
Are there any, like, more recent horror I guess villains or horror monsters that have inspired you that you want to maybe explore?
I have to say, I really loved the Babadook.
Oh. Yes.
So
yes. Yeah,
I love that the Babadook became kind of a queer, know, thing.
How
somehow.
Did that happen?
I don't know, but I think one of the special things about the Babadook is, you know, this is a. As well as Get Out. You know, I feel like right now in horror, we're moving in this direction where The Babadook was directed by a woman, Get Out was written and directed by a black man, and traditionally in horror, these folks didn't get to make movies, and we're also now, I just filmed a week ago in L.A. For the documentary on queer horror that's coming out later this year. It comes out in June. So it's cool to see this genre that, I mean, I love Wes Craven. I love, you know, Tobe Hooper, all the greats, John Carpenter.
Yes.
But at some point you go, okay, like, you know, straight white guys have had their say in horror. Let's see what, you know, what other people have to say. So I think right now the best stuff is like the Babadook, you know. Where,
Give us some, give those love.
I agree. It's like, I would say this all the time where it's like, it's shocking how white and straight horror is, because guess what? Everyone can get scared.
Yeah, but it's changing. Times are changing. Yeah. Thanks to, I mean, really, Get Out, The Babadook, and believe it or not, Wonder Woman, which was such a fantastic, yeah, successful genre film. But it's sad to say, like, not many women are ever asked to direct something that big or that expensive or that important. And right now you're seeing these home runs left and right. So what you'll see, what Hollywood does is, oh, wait, a black guy can make a good movie. Well, we need 10 more black guy movies. You know, so this is a good time for, you know, folks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I want more to change.
I have another question, if that's okay.
Please.
What scares you the most? Monsters, home invasion, slasher, or ghosts?
Good question. Yeah, good question.
Well, I love all of that stuff.
Okay.
I think because I am... really a scaredy cat in real life. It's one of the reasons I've become so obsessed with horror since I was a kid. So anything that verges on realistic is the thing that I have the problem. So yeah, probably home invasion.
Yeah. Mm,
okay. The strangers. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Probably. I mean, mm-hmm, really the stuff that really, really I get too worked up about is like war movies, you know, like not horror, but like I went and saw 1917.
Can't do it.
You know, and it was just like,
not going to do it.
I can't do that.
Yeah, it's just so intense.
It.
Yeah.
I just feel like, yeah, war fucking sucks. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I actually go to Freddy Krueger movies because I can't deal with reality.
Yeah.
You know? But I can deal with Freddy, you know.
Yeah.
I get that. I'm right there with you.
I'm with you. We have more horror questions, so worry not.
Are you ready?
Joshua.
Yes.
Which I'm going to keep saying your name, Joshua.
Okay.
To honor Troll 2.
Joshua.
Joshua.
That's
could you
so
sing
weird.
That song I love so much?
Row, I'm glad row, that you clarified it boat. Was the movie and you're not calling me Troll 2 after Heklina is Troll 1 and Troll 2.
Okay. So you have a tender Rue moment.
Oh, okay.
You admit to Rue that you used to be a cat hoarder so bad that they demolished your house.
Okay.
Or you admit to Rue that staying in a hotel room is very triggering because you were once kidnapped at a Red Roof Inn. What's your tender Rue moment?
B.
Mm.
Yeah. Good.
And why so?
I'm allergic to cats.
Mm.
Yes. Okay, great. Good. Nice and simple.
Nice to hear. Me and Betsy have both been attacked by a cat lady.
Mm. Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. We used to, there's a cat lady who lived above us, and she tried to kill us. Yeah.
Are you guys roommates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Long story short, we moved in where a cat lady lived, and we knew we were in trouble because she said to us, I love cats. They don't hurt you like people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we knew we were in trouble.
We were done for.
Quintessential cat lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was not even just a nice cat person. She was a cat lady. She had 20 to 30 feral cats in the backyard.
And then her, like, boyfriend punched our window out.
Yes. They punched our window out with their fists.
So did she live, like, in an apartment? And
like
another part of the building?
Us. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was like Grey Gardens and you were underneath.
Fully.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah.
Fully.
They were forced to move out and they had like a smaller apartment and they had so much stuff. Way too much stuff. Grey Garden. Like, yeah, where it was just like, how could you fit any of that?
Yeah, it was spooky.
It was bad. But they're gone.
They're
out
gone
of our
and
lives.
They're dead.
And you're still at the same place?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm waiting for one day to just run into her and she just slits my throat. It might happen. You'll know.
We are scared she'll come back.
Yeah.
And we tell each other, like, if one of us goes missing, it's Cat Lady.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
okay. Yeah. So you have a free-form question opportunity.
Okay.
Oh.
You get to improvise the vulnerable monologue you would share. Ooh, that's me. You would share with Rue.
Okay.
So you get about 30 to 60 seconds to just be vulnerable in a monologue moment, imagining that Rue has come up to your workstation whenever you're ready.
So it's a vulnerable moment, or it's more like, hey, Rue,
It's
yeah.
It's as if
working on this garment and
this is
yeah. What's the challenge?
You're telling the story about you being kidnapped at a Red
Rooster. Ah, okay.
Whenever you're ready, no rush.
Here, Mano, you be Rue.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
I couldn't help but your hands are shaking. What's that about?
Well, you know, Rue, I...
Tell me. Hey, tell me. You can tell me anything. Please tell me. Right, the cameras are here. Tell me.
When I was 5, my mother and father took us to a Red Roof Inn where we were staying on a road trip. Mm-hmm. Well, I decided to go swimming in the pool without telling them, and you know, before I knew it, a large man wearing a feathered boa who called himself Buffalo Jill took me and put me in the back of a van.
Oh my God.
He drove me to his house. He threw me in a well. He told me to put lotion on my skin. And so I just, you know, have been forever traumatized. I'm lucky I survived. The FBI, this lady showed up and she,
my God,
she shot him dead. But
wow. It must be so triggering for you that the theme of this challenge is silence of the gams.
Of the trans.
Yeah, the trans. Yes, it must be really triggering. Well, no one planned that, by the way. We didn't plan that. Is that triggering for you?
No, actually, I think it's the best way for me to work through it.
Well, I'm your mommy now.
Aww.
See,
beautiful moment.
Wow.
I'm crying on my couch at home.
That was really
beautiful.
Good.
Beautiful.
That was really impressive.
That was very good.
Wow.
That was
you
very
have
good.
One more question until the halfway point.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
One more question. Period.
One more question until the halfway point.
To the halfway point.
And after, we'll see how well you did.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You have a slasher acting challenge for a fake movie called Hags, H-A-G-S, a.k.a. Have a Gory Summer.
I love it.
Okay. Nice.
You play ultra-dorky freshman gal so scared of sex, she wraps her crotch in protective toilet paper.
That's the first choice. You could play that character.
Or you play the homophobic and also homoerotic wrestler senior guy who keeps calling everything so sissy.
Hmm.
Who would you play?
Hmm.
I think A.
A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why so?
Freshman Afraid.
Because I'd rather play a lady.
Mm-hmm.
It's a drag competition.
You don't think you could like be the Little Richard of this moment?
Oh yeah, like the Ben de la Creme doing Paul Lynde.
Sure,
kind of
sure.
Thing. No, I like the weirdness of. I mean, why is she wrapping her crotch in toilet paper?
She's scared of sex.
Yeah.
That's not how that works, honey.
It's a barrier?
It's some sort of a barrier.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so you pick her.
Yeah.
You pick her. Okay, gorgeous, beautiful. Okay, great.
What would be your final line as the final girl? Like, you get out of that camp. What would you say?
Like,
all wrapped
mall.
Up in, like, toilet paper.
And there's like a...
Because they do keep trying to fuck right. you, but that toilet paper fucking stops it.
Right.
Yeah, so you're walking
so
out.
So she she fucking takes a, you know, a plunger, you know, and jams it into his, you know, mouth. And
yes.
Rams it down his throat and says,
yes.
You know, that's the end of you, fucker. I'm flushing you forever.
Yes!
Throws the toilet paper out.
Hell yes. Hell yes. I'd watch that movie.
I would too.
That's a good movie.
Yes. Great. Well, we're going to let you know what answers you got correct or incorrect.
Okay.
Right after this 5-minute intermission. Come back in 5 minutes. We'll keep the questions coming and we'll let you know what you got right or wrong.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. See y'all in a second. Bye.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Please welcome back Mono, Betsy, and Joshua.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. How y'all doing? Awesome. Thanks so much for sticking around to see how Joshua does and to hear the second half of WWTBFBDBRW. Who wants to be a fake drag race winner?
There it is.
I forget what it is every time. We were talking backstage about horror. Can you remember the sexiest thing you've seen in a horror movie? I can.
Okay, what was it?
I think it's in Freddy Krueger 2, which is the official theatrical title. Freddy Krueger 2.
Yeah.
Because that's when, like, obviously it's the gay one.
Yes.
It's the gay one. And his friend, who's like kind of like a Johnny Depp knockoff, is naked a lot.
Yes. Shirtless a lot.
I think him being like sweaty.
And short shorts.
Oh. Short.
Yeah, yeah.
Shorts.
Him being sweaty in the tiny shorts and just being like, please stay the night with me.
Yeah, the whole movie is homoerotic.
Yeah, big
time. You guys know that Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2 is the gay one, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't, this is a shameless plug. A movie is about to come out called Scream Queen that I'm in.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's been in process forever. I'm dying for it to come out. Yeah.
Well, then it toured the festivals, and they just got picked up for distribution.
Awesome.
They got a theatrical and a streaming. So
it's called
Scream Queen.
I can't wait.
And you're in it.
Yeah, I'm in it.
Of course. Amazing.
I can't wait. Yeah. Yeah, well, his gym teacher
is like a leather daddy.
Yeah, he's a leather daddy. And he like gets possessed by Freddy, goes and finds him at like a leather bar, brings him back.
There is a hair floating around. The coach brings him back to the gym
and makes him run a bunch. And then he kills him all naked, hanging up.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
And we know the writer's son.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I know him.
I mean, I do too.
Yeah.
I don't know if
we don't need to drag him.
Scream that. I don't know if we say that.
Yeah, especially like in the movie, the writer is really... positioned as the villain, you know.
That's a big part
of the documentary is Mark, who feels like his life was ruined because of the movie, basically confronts, it all leads to this huge confrontation with the writer, your friend's father.
We can't talk about this.
Wow, I did not know that. Okay, cool.
I won't spoil anything more, but there is a big confrontation.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later. Okay, we'll keep moving.
You're talking about editing this out. Yeah.
No, I love it. Let's get controversial. So we're going to review your scores and then play the second half of the game. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
For your drag name, you had the choice of either Panty Stain or Jeannie St. LaRouge. You chose Panty Stain. And that was correct.
Yay!
For your closest friend in the competition, you could either choose My Bloody Vagentine or Hersterectomy. You chose My Bloody Vagentine. That was incorrect, I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry.
What are the rules?
You see, Hersterectomy is the future of drag.
Okay.
Okay.
She's the motherfucking future of drag.
Right, okay.
And My Bloody Vagentine is a tired ass showgirl.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Okay. But how could you know? So, for the workroom entrance line.
Yeah, how could you know?
You could either choose, help, I just got a parking ticket, or behold a real-life UFO, unidentified fucking opulence. You chose help. Correct.
Yes.
That was
good,
correct.
Good.
2 points so far. For Night of 1,000 Kudrows, you chose Valerie Cherish. That was correct.
Good. Not a guitared and disheveled Phoebe. Guitared, man.
Yeah, Google did not like it when I wrote down guitared.
Of course not.
A little bubble popped up that said, you're canceled.
Please don't say that.
Well, it's at least you didn't call her guitarded.
That's what I was afraid of.
That would be going too far.
Guitarded. No, that would be too much. And for the next question... You, for the mini challenge, Horror Horse, you chose to play Freda Krueger instead of Jacinta Voorhees. That was... I'm sorry, it was incorrect.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was incorrect.
I don't know about that.
Everyone hates it.
You should have known from knowing the rules.
It's more absurd to make Jason a drag queen.
That's true.
So, and the mini challenges are not about looking good. They're about being a fucking hot mess.
Oh.
Again, I know what it takes to win Drag Race because I've never been on it. Okay.
I kind of forgot it was a mini challenge.
Sure. Oh, that's it. That's a trick then.
That'll do it.
For your tender room moment, you could have either admitted to being a cat hoarder so bad that they had to demolish your house, or that you stayed in a hotel because that's very triggering for you because you got, kidnapped at Red Roof Inn? That was correct.
Yes. Yes.
And you got a bonus point for that killer monologue.
Yes, you did.
So you're up to 5 points. for the Slasher Acting Challenge Hags, aka Have a Gory Summer. You chose to play the ultra dorky freshman as opposed to the homophobic homoerotic wrestler. And that was correct. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes.
You have 6 points going into the second half of the game. Give Joshua some love.
Woo. Thank you. Thank
six
you.
6 points.
This is exciting.
6 points.
You need 10 to make the top four.
My God.
Or 14 to win the whole thing. Okay. And I'm going to say it's possible.
How many questions is it?
There are 7 questions left.
Okay.
And some bonus opportunities in those questions.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Are you guys ready to hear the second half?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
You want to do it?
Sure, here we go. The next question is the untucked fight. Okay?
Oh, right. Okay. Untucked.
You have an untucked fight because you have to in Drag Race. Do you gingerly but sternly call out a girl who is overproducing herself for the cameras, or snap at a pageant queen who calls your drag good enough for a theater girl?
Oh. Oh. Oh.
I think probably these days I would choose A.
Okay. Why so?
Yeah.
Because I find that the overproducing is, I feel like the show is less interesting as it continues on and on. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I like, if you look at the early seasons where they were less aware of the impact of the show and they were less aware of themselves, I think it's more entertaining, you know.
Way more.
Whereas now you kind of feel like, oh, they're thinking about their next hashtag, you know, or how they're going to come off on camera, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody wants to be that nice queen.
Right.
And they are just so aware of everything where it's like, I want a villain.
Yeah.
I want somebody who doesn't give a fucking shit. But every single person is just like, and here's my hashtag. I'm going to say it every interview. I don't like it.
It's I mean, I hate to say it, but even some of the like emotional raw moments don't feel as real. You know, where it's like someone's getting kicked off the show and then all of a sudden they're crying on the runway and talking about getting raped or whatever. And you're like, what? You know what I mean? Like it's just strange. I'm not saying that
it's strange. Yeah. It's strange. It's like, it doesn't compare to Jujubee actually having a drunk meltdown.
Right. That was amazing.
The interior
illusion
blast.
That was amazing.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was so great.
Or like
with her eyelashes falling off and then crying. Like that would never happen.
When you see
now.
Mystique and Morgan fighting in truly what looks to be like a shitty office building.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they had to turn the cameras on. They were like, they're fighting. Turn the cameras
on. Go, go, go.
So they couldn't do it inside one of those silver or gold rooms.
No.
Right. They were like, we have to record this right now. We don't have that anymore.
Not anymore. That. Yeah.
It's so sad. It makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we've recorded your answer. Next question.
Okay.
And the name of this question is...
Ooh, Snatch Game. Okay.
Oh, God.
Which I feel like you would do well at.
I do, too.
I think you would.
I would do poorly in most of the challenges, but I think I might do well in Snatch Game.
All you got to do is make it a Snatch Game, and then you're in.
Yeah.
Then you win it
well,
and you're done.
I don't know if I'd make it to Snatch Game. Because like the first challenge, like, they'd say like, make a dress. And I'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah, a sewing challenge.
Yeah, I don't make that.
But Alaska?
She didn't.
She did saran wrap and shit.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. You could do that.
There's a way to do it. I think there's definitely others who won who are bad at that stuff. Oh, yeah, Jinx.
Jinx can't sew. Know.
Jinx can't sew.
That's true.
Adore. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Aquaria sew, or was she just brought the best stuff? We don't know.
I don't know.
For the Snatch Game, you have 2 choices.
Okay, you play a fucking strung out Nomi Malone who won't stop eating puppy chow, or a manic Angela Baker who is always casually trying to murder.
Obviously, we all know, but Angela is from Sleepaway Camp.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
I think for the purposes of Snatch Game, what is important is that the audience to some degree, especially Rue, has an understanding of what character you're playing.
Big time. Big time.
So I think I'd be better off doing Nomi Malone because mm-hmm. I know Rue loves Showgirls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas I would be less likely to believe that she does know Sleepaway Camp. Yes, meet me at the waterfront.
Sleepaway Camp?
Yes, of course it is. Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have a lot of one-liners in that film.
Well, she doesn't have hardly any dialogue at all.
Right.
She just sort of looks at people.
Cut to constantly of just you being like,
yeah, that's what it would be. she doesn't talk.
You maybe would
no,
get a
never.
You wouldn't you, even get a laugh from me like, like remember that weird moment at the end where she's like,
no, yeah, I don't yeah, yeah. remember that's, that moment at the end. Of course, like, man. That's the biggest. That would be a pretty good answer to a question. You just showing your dick, just be like. I mean, great. You'd win.
Spoiler alert.
You'd oh, win. My God. Okay, great. Recorded. So for a bonus point, can you give a one-liner or sassy something from the point of view of Nomi Malone?
Oh.
What's the question?
That's it.
Okay, I'll give you a question. That's more
it's
fair.
It's usually like, Mr. Sassy
here we go.
Pants
here it is.
Is so sassy.
Yeah, here we go. Stupid Samantha is so fucking stupid. She thinks that an encyclopedia is blank.
An encyclopedia is... let me think. Is where you learn about Versace.
Yeah!
Yeah! Okay, great. We've recorded it.
I have no idea. That was not good, but I would want to say things like, fuck off, fucker! You know, like yes. right to RuPaul and Michelle Visage.
I think that's all you have to do. Like, I mean, you could also do it very Alyssa Edwards style where you just say stuff. That's funny.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm a dancer.
Yeah.
That's good.
You're a whore,
I don't know that
darling.
Answer. I'm a dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
not
good.
A whore.
That's good. You're a whore, darling. You can
You're
say that.
You're a whore, darling.
That's it.
That's Crystal's
like,
line.
I want to fuck wild in a pool.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck wild in a pool.
Yeah, just do that.
Just do that the whole time.
Honestly. Okay, great. Next question.
Ah.
Squabble with the judges.
Okay.
Do you, A, push back against Michelle Visage after she calls your look classic San Fran nonsense? Or B, clap back at Todrick Hall after he calls you clumsier than two Roseanne Barrs?
Ooh, two of them?
Two of them.
Shit.
What does that mean?
I would say B.
Okay. Okay, any reasoning why?
Because I actually would agree with Michelle. Like, yeah. You know, I'd kind of be like, yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely
that
right.
Is what my look is, classic San Fran nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that.
I kind of don't mind that. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's what I want.
Whereas the Todrick thing seems kind of mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So. Two Roseanne Barrs is awful.
I mean, she's horrible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Sick.
Yeah. That's fucking sick.
So you picked Todrick.
Yeah.
Got it. Beautiful.
Great.
I've recorded it.
Okay.
Okay, next one. This is a little verb. This is a little word heavy,
you
so
do
my
it.
Apologies.
You do it.
Okay.
I don't want it.
So this is a ball. Y'all ready for the ball?
Oh!
So I'm going to give you three different looks. I'm going to give you the first three and the second three. And you have to pick if you would deliver the first three or the second three. Okay?
Okay.
And the name of this ball is Camp the House Down.
Okay.
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 So do you A, deliver a cracked Mrs. Potts illusion, a giant taffy dress that keeps sticking to the runway, and a drag look where you're squashed like an accordion, Looney Tunes style, or B, deliver a very dehydrated Ursula illusion, a tube of toothpaste that squirts along the runway, and a drag look where you're in a full body cast. You have to either pick the first three or the second three, and I'm happy to repeat any of them.
I want
to
see all of them.
I think... What was the...
Okay.
A was the taffy.
A was Mrs. Potts, taffy, and accordion. Squashed like an accordion.
B is Ursula, toothpaste.
And full body cast.
I'll say B.
Okay.
Yeah. B is good.
And then why so? Why is that correct?
Because the audience was shouting B.
Yes, remember, you still can ask
That's
the audience.
Right. Okay, yeah.
As if they haven't been chiming in, you could still ask the audience. That's one of your lifelines.
Okay. But also Ursula, you know.
Ursula, yeah. Especially dehydrated.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But what does that mean, dehydrated? Like, is she all shriveled up because she...
That's what I was imagining.
She breathes with water, or...
Well, remember
or is she more bloated?
You remember the SpongeBob episode where he was trying to be cool
inside?
Yeah,
do you remember the SpongeBob episode?
You're asking the wrong... Yeah.
Thank you. The SpongeBob episode, he's trying to be cool for Sandy Cheeks, and he's like, I don't need water. I don't need it. I definitely don't need it. And then he explodes and says, I need it.
Whoa.
Yeah, y'all need to watch your SpongeBob.
I'll never.
Okay, so your answer was B.
Okay, yes.
Fair enough. Very fair enough. Okay, Betsy, why don't you read the next one then?
Your lip sync song, You Slay.
Mm.
A slow and emotional performance of Madonna's Secret or a high energy take on Madonna's Hung Up.
Do we all know these songs?
Yes,
thank you. We're in a gay bar. Come on.
I mean, this is like, as the Drag Race winner, I have to choose the one that I think would help me win, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Because me as Peaches, it would be A. But I think what would... Because I don't do high energy anything.
Give me a
But
chair.
I think for winning the show, I think I should choose B.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay.
Which one is... Because one's out of your wheelhouse or in your wheelhouse?
A would be more in my wheelhouse because I can emote and be ridiculous and turn it, make it campy and comedic.
Yeah.
It's sort of making fun of it, sentimentality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas B sounds like a lot of, you know, death drops and crazy, you know, dancing.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you win for A?
Because
I don't think the show has that much taste. No, I'm just kidding.
Fair enough.
No. I actually disagree with that. I do think that I think that the show rewards originality. However, often the choices the queens are given now aren't as unique as they used to be. Remember, like, Jinx got to lip sync to, like, Ima Sumac, like, and stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
And
you like Malambo? Whatever,
yes,
that
and
song
like,
is called.
But now it feels like most of the lip sync for your life stuff is very, you know.
Yeah.
Expected. But I don't know. Maybe I should choose A then. I'll choose A.
Yeah.
I'll choose A. I'll stay with
whatever
my gut.
You'll kill at.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt a pressure to, like, because, like, obviously, like, to learn physical stunts, like, as a drag queen?
Well, I mean, it's funny because I'm not physical at all. However, mm-hmm. you know, I did Showgirls for 20 years, so I did burst out of a volcano and do the whole, you know, goddess dance, you know.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Every year. I could do the choreography right now, but I'm not going to.
Why not?
No way. But
shit.
No, the only thing I know is...
I'm not doing it.
The only thing I know...
So, of course, I would learn... I like learning stuff, mm-hmm. you know. When we did Legally Black... with Bob the drag queen, I had to learn to do the bend and snap because I was
great.
You know, I like doing that stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm not good at it. Yeah,
cool.
I did the Thriller dance once.
Ooh,
nice.
Yeah,
yeah. Prove it. No, just kidding.
I'll send you the video links. You could, yeah, Google the volcano dance
I
right
will,
now.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay, I will. We'll learn it right after this.
Okay, you have a makeover challenge with a former queen. You pair up with Vivacious for a double Ornatia look. Or you pair up with Mystique for a double mall look, country look, because you don't... What? You don't to embarrass this. Your friends. Don't want to embarrass your
You don't
your
want
friends.
To embarrass your friends.
Did any of that make sense, what I just said?
No.
No.
God, no. Okay, so
Maya,
do you either
you
want to pair up for a double Ornatia look with Ornatia, or a double Mystique Summers look when she wore that for Country Queens. She wore that, like, purple top with the black pants because she was like, I don't want to embarrass my friends.
Okay.
I want to do the country look of today.
Yeah.
And RuPaul went, and she laughed in her face.
Yeah.
I think I would, well, maybe I should ask the audience.
Oh, are you going to use a lifeline or are you going to use the lifeline?
Lifeline is being used.
Joshua is using a lifeline and he's going to ask the audience. So you are now even more encouraged to yell what the answer is, A or B.
Say it again, I'm drunk.
Beautiful. You either A, pair up with Vivacious for a double Ornatia look, or B, pair up with Mystique Summers for a double mall country look because you don't want to embarrass your country friends. Whoa, should we do hands? Should we do like a hands thing?
How many of you think A? How many
That's
of you think
lot.
B?
Oh my God, don't
okay, so it's so it's A. Let's go with A.
A. All right.
A.
Funny. You did A, and there's a bonus point opportunity. Can you give us your favorite quote from Vivacious? You know,
can I give you my favorite? Oh
this
my God.
Is a wild game.
Mother has arrived.
Yes!
I can't believe
Beautiful.
I knew that.
You got that one. Great. So we have one more question. One that was a bonus question, but now you have one more question in
That's
the game.
It. Okay.
This is question 14.
Okay.
No lifelines.
Pre-DragCon social media post.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You blast World of Wonder for overselling tickets to your fans who don't have the platform to stand up for themselves. Or you post a video explaining why children have no place at DragCon.
Really?
Really?
Well, then we know what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what about C? You announced that your plans to blow up the convention. And put a countdown.
Do you know that I almost wrote that?
Oh, did you?
I really did almost write that.
That was like, one of my favorite stories. Definitely the children, you know, component. Mm-hmm. That would be more in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. We literally just talked about it.
Yeah, that's right. How could I not choose that?
Great. All right.
But
awesome.
What if, like, a little sick kid came up to you? Like, we're talking, like, Tiny Tim. And one tiny little crutch.
And they're
a little
sick.
British accent of just in a little cough. Like,
oh my
ugh.
God. A oh, tiny please. Tim came to the last, the big Finland show we did
Wait,
at the Castro
what?
Theater. And this little kid came up. You know, we'd just done like an entire number
yeah.
with Fifi O'Hara dressed as Stripe to Kevin Aviance's cunt E, cunt E, cunt E. You know, this whole, and the Gizmo and all of the detox being filthy. And then we do the costume contest, and this little boy comes up who's like this big, so I'm a hypocrite because they come to my own events. The
but
children.
They're coming to your space and they're not expecting to be coddled, which I
think their parents are okay with it because a lot of our comedy goes over their heads, you know?
Yeah.
What'd the kid say?
Well, the kid was brilliant because the contest was an 80s icon costume contest. And so the kid comes up dressed as a Dickens, you know, child, like
yes.
Lisa.
Yes.
And so I'm like, so there was like someone dressed as Cher. There was someone dressed as Pat Benatar.
Get out of here.
I forget, who else was it? There was maybe, George Michael or something. And this kid, and so I say to the kid, like, well, who are you supposed to be? And he was like, I'm a child from the 1880s. And
that's
it was like
fucking awesome.
And guess who won?
Yes.
You know?
Because
I said, well, bitch, I didn't say which 80s we were referring to. You know,
that's
incredible.
Cool.
Yeah, he
that
won.
That kid's the coolest kid I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never
fucking
saw him.
Fucking cool.
Two that's dads. So he cute. Has two dads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so funny.
He's gonna be so fucked up.
In 80s. Cool.
I can't believe how boring my childhood was.
He'll probably be totally normal. You know.
Yeah. 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 He might experience so much queerness that he's over it when he grows up.
Right.
Okay. We're ready to tally the scores. Are you ready to
yes.
hear?
Oh my God, here we go.
As a reminder, you have 6 points.
All right.
Yes.
And you need 10 to make the top four.
Oh.
Okay.
Or 14 to win the whole thing.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Winner no matter what.
That is true.
So
Joshua's a winner no matter
That's
what.
So true.
I've never won anything.
It's true. So for the untucked fight. You had the choice of either gingerly but sternly calling out a girl for overproducing herself, or B, snapping at a pageant queen who calls your drag good enough for a theater girl. That you chose A. You chose calling out for overproducing.
Yes.
And that was incorrect. And so the show doesn't want you to remind them that they're overproducing. That's why that was incorrect.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
That's why. I'm sorry. I'm
got
sorry.
It,
that was unfair. For the snatch game, though, you had the choice of either playing a strung out. This is always slipping.
Scaring me.
Because you do
so
realize
much.
That you're pulling it
oh,
off.
Oh, it's
right?
fully me.
Yeah, it's
like fully me.
Under your feet.
I can't stop
it's
kicking it.
It's not a
it.
Ghost.
For the snatch game, you could either have played a Nomi Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Or an Angela Baker.
Uh-huh.
You chose Nomi Malone. And that was correct.
Yes!
Nomi. You've got you were
that
and you're right.
Nomi.
You're
yeah.
because Rue knows about it and it's great. Come on. Come on, be serious. And for your one-liner, unfortunately that was incorrect.
Okay, yeah.
That was
fair enough, fair
it
enough.
Was only because you didn't believe it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean? Like,
I agree. I need time to prepare. I usually play Crystal in the shows.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If you sell trash and you mean it, it works. Yeah.
In the stage show, the musical
Ms.
we
Connors.
Did, I sing a solo called You're a Whore, Darling.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking great. We lose our minds
yeah,
watching
I see
that.
Yeah.
We also lose our minds at the French fry scene.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when Nomi gets all weird at the French fry scene? When
yeah,
you're like, what
yeah,
do
yeah.
you do for work? And she's like, different stuff.
No, it's where are you from?
Different places. That. Okay, the squabble with the judges. You could have either pushed back against Michelle Visage or Todrick Hall.
Yes, I chose Todrick.
Which was correct.
Nice.
That's correct.
Nice.
You're not going to... I think if you, okay, if you're weird on the main stage, it's going to be weird. But if you call someone out in rehearsal, it's fine.
Yeah.
You get that. So the camp ball, you chose the latter, which was Ursula, toothpaste, and full body cast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was correct.
Yes.
That was correct.
Yes.
Why was that correct for you?
Because the audience.
The audience. Mm. They were correct. Yeah. For some reason, I think to be full body cast.
It's so funny.
It's always funny.
I'm thinking of like I Love Lucy. Like
it always works.
Yeah. And toothpaste is very funny, especially leaving a trail of toothpaste.
Nasty.
Leaving a trail of a cast.
So you're at 9 points. You need one more to make the top four.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Just one
oh my
more.
God. Okay.
For the lip sync song you slay, you chose Madonna's Secret over Madonna's Hung Up. And that was. That was correct!
Yay!
Wow.
So you are in the top four.
Yes! Amazing.
However, I will unfairly say you could have chosen both.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
Because you need to show what? Versatility.
Right, okay.
You could have chosen both, which is so shitty of me to do. For the makeover challenge
no
with a makeover queen, you chose Ornaysha,
Yes, because the audience...
The audience skewed you that way.
The majority of the audience pushed for Ornacia.
That was...
incorrect.
Oh my God. You have to reference Mystique because it was weirder. Well, it was more of
weirder
a disaster.
Weirder than Ornacia? I don't know.
I think it's...
Was Ornacia not just sort of a styrofoam wig head? I mean, that's what it was, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. That's really weird.
You don't buy it. Well, I have good news, though.
Yeah.
Because for your bonus point, you got that correct.
Okay, all right.
Okay? But I just think it's nothing's funnier than referencing one of the worst looks on the runway. Like, to purposefully go out there and do those bad, like, black bell bottoms.
It was a rough
look. I don't really remember it. I'll have to look it up later.
Yeah, it was terrible. And she wore the same thing in the challenge.
Okay.
It was where they had, like, the Crisco fried shortening.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I have an issue. Okay, so great. Disco greasy shortening. And for the drag con social media post.
Oh, right. Said the children.
You could either blast World of Wonder or you could post a video explaining why kids have no place at DragCon. You got that incorrect. That was another trick question.
Too many tricks.
Don't post a thing on social media.
Well, wait. But I didn't have a choice.
I know. I'm an asshole.
I know.
I'm a full asshole.
I know.
You told me I had to choose between posting this thing or this thing.
I know.
And then you're like,
don't post anything. Post, man.
That's never.
It's basically.
I would not post.
Here's what I'll say. Just like Drag Race, this doesn't have a real formula. You know,
but there was no C that said. Don't post anything at all.
In the instructions, I said there are trick questions.
Oh.
Do you hate me? Be honest, do you hate me?
No.
Do you hate me?
No, I think being in the top four is fine.
Give it up for the top four.
Thank you.
Honestly, it's a better place to be because you can come back for All Stars.
Oh, great.
Right, exactly.
Because a lot of times when you win, it's just like you won, bye.
Later.
Look, most of the winners are now losers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Truly.
Thank you.
Like Jinx.
What's Jinx been up to?
What is she doing?
I don't know.
Oh, right. She's coming here to do Drag Becomes Her on March 14th.
Yeah!
Obviously, you're a legend. You've done everything you want to do in drag. Would you ever apply for the show?
Well,
it's okay if you say no. I just want to know.
Would I ever apply for the show? If I was going to apply, I would have... already done it. Like, meaning, I think that ship has sailed, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that it's out of the question that I'll ever be on the show, but I can't say anything more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, Sherry Pie just got on and she's sort of a...
I wouldn't be a contestant.
You wouldn't do that.
Yep.
But no. there are some, I mean, every now and then there's a more legendary queen like yourself who does.
There's not very many. But all I'm saying is behind the scene, no, wouldn't be a judge, but there have been certain things discussed. So,
you know. That's so exciting.
Amazing. They just announced season 12. Did you guys see the season 12 cast? Is there anyone you're rooting for on the season 12?
Well,
cast?
I'm rooting for Rock'em Sakura because she's our San Francisco girl.
Yeah.
She was also in my Spice Racks show a few years ago.
Oh,
yeah, she was adorable. Yeah, so I have to root for Rock'em for sure. And I also like Sherry. And I don't really know a lot of the girls in the new season.
I don't either, but I'm excited just like always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Well, anything else you want to plug before we say ta-ta? Your Instagram, your Twitter, etc.
Okay, so Instagram, I'm the Peaches Christ. I'm Peaches Christ on. The nice thing is I'm verified on all three, so you can figure out which one I am, because I do forget what my different handles are. But we have Drag Becomes Her starring Jinx Monsoon and Ben De La Creme and Heclina and myself, yes, coming up on March 14th at the Castro Theater. It's definitely like one of my favorite shows, so I'm really excited we get to bring, yeah, it back. And yeah, I think that's it.
Cool. Follow you online.
As far as judging goes, I want to be the Michelle Visage on Dracula. I'm telling
Yes.
You tell the Boulay brothers they need peaches there every episode.
Great. Yes,
that's what I think.
Yeah.
So that, I'm pushing for that. I should start a signature campaign or something. Yeah.
I'll sign it. We'll tweet it.
I love it. I've not even asked the Boulays, but I start demanding things.
Don't ask, this is what the public wants. Start demanding. Yes.
Amazing. Right. Well, thank you so much. Give it up for Joshua.
Thanks.
Keep it going for Betsy.
Thank you. Give it up for Mondo.
And keep it going for yourselves. Thank you for supporting Drag Her Live. Till next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.